So we have an intro to the intro.
That's what it kind of feels like today. So today we are going to talk about, I feel like singing the song, like my favorite things, but I'm pretty sure we'll get like...
I was going to do like, you get a gift, you get a gift.
Yeah, but everybody we're not actually giving out gifts.
Well, see, right. But the theme is gifts, so I feel like...
You can get a gift for yourself or for someone else. Your list or...
but let's just get into it because we already have... We're literally going to run this back in...
Let's go like ahead.
15 seconds.
All right. I'm going to gift your way into it.
The PTA Podcast with your hosts, Ken
and Laura. Thanks again for joining for another exciting episode. All right, let's talk about my favorite thing. Well, like one of my favorite things.
Just shopping. Season. Oh.
Okay, the season two.
Oh, I just made this whole season.
I have already, and you can say it's too early. I know that this is coming out.
Oh, this is like a hot take.
That's a hot take. It is a hot take right now.
When do Christmas decorations come up?
They're coming up already.
That's a hot take.
It is a hot take. First of all, last year I didn't really feel like I was in the Christmas season. Like, I don't know, I felt out of it. Because
it's not December yet.
Well, no. Even like during December, I felt out of it. So this year I'm determined to feel just the holiday spirit. I wanted to feel like Christmas.
There's a mini Christmas tree between Laura and I right now.
In all fairness, those are for my cups. And
oh, I thought you were just trying to be festive, even up in here.
No, I was using like, wow, it Laura, for the background. You're going for the all cups. Out.
Like, oh, mini Christmas tree. Let's put it between our podcast.
Because if I make like, so for the cups, when you make them, usually it's the same thing. Like, you're not going to sell Christmas cups only like the week of Christmas or in December. People usually want to have them by the time it rolls around. So,
which
like,
also kind of segues into our topic today.
It does. So
as Laura says, some people like to prepare early. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to be talking about some gifts that Laura and I would like to receive. Maybe you would like to receive.
Yeah, we call it our gift guide.
Gift Fridays? Oh, gift guide. No, sorry.
I was like, we're not doing this every Friday. But
it's our occasional, rare, once a time a year. Gift guide.
So yeah, we're going to talk about gifts that we think would be great for PTAs.
Sorry. I didn't think that was going to be that loud.
That was Ken scratching his beard.
It was itchy.
It was like right up. Guys, you can see that it was like literally right
maybe
up in the mic.
Maybe it was louder to us than loud to them.
I'll have to check the audio, but I literally saw the little spikes going.
That's hilarious. So like someone just munching food in the background.
But today we are going to be talking about our top gifts that we wish or we would like to have. We're doing it a little early because of Black Friday is around the corner and some of this stuff will be on sale during that time. So we wanted to give you guys some ideas, or if you just even want to buy it for yourself or let family member knows.
Build your own gifts that you would like.
Or if you're giving to someone else who's a PTA, like a CI or a boss.
So some suggestions and why.
So let's go ahead and dive into it.
Do you want to do yours first?
Well, gift into it. Well, let's do the intro first.
You already did the intro. The intro's already done.
No, this is pretty much the intro.
This is a super long intro, Laura. The intro's done. We double dipped.
No, we double dipped. Okay,
let's go ahead. So let's do ours first.
Okay. I feel like this is all out of whack.
You're so flustered right now.
It's so all out of whack.
It's fine. It's casual Friday.
It is casual.
We're just kind of talking into a mic.
Welcome to our life, guys. All right. Yes, let's go ahead and go with our top picks. This is ones that we both agree on and that were like in our top list.
And I kind of wish I had two of these three.
Yeah.
I only have one.
I kind of have them all.
I know you do. I wish I had two of them.
But, so our top one, which if you guys did not catch last Friday's episode, this kind of goes in hand with it, is a massage gun. We talked about kind of the clinics with massage guns, but we both find it very beneficial for personal use in general.
Yeah, for like self-care in general.
Yeah. So some of these, like you could even think in the clinic, or you can even just be for yourself. And this is most of ours, I would say, are just straight up for yourself in a way, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So massage gun, we think, is so beneficial. We both love it. I would say you could go $50 or up as a good quality gun, usually.
But with Black Friday sales ever you are can out.
Get some good ones. Like there's Hypervolt, a name brand, a couple gun, that usually Theragun. That would I be a good I one. I said
Thunder Gun.
I know that would be that's good. That's a genius name though. That's a great name.
We're gonna patent it.
But you can get some of those, and they're usually like they can be up to $100 to $200 off on certain ones. So take a look at them. I know you bought yours during Black Friday.
I did.
You got the Pro at the time?
I got the Pro. I think it's the second gen. I think I got it for like $300 or $400.
Yeah.
And then I think it's typically like $600.
I got just one from Costco. It's a Sharper Image, and I got it, and it's even in Costco right now for like $40. And I think it's originally $70.
However, $9. I would say just go on the Theragun website because they have such ridiculous things and I want to try them all.
Yeah.
Like they're from the handheld to the leg brace thematic things.
Oh, I want those. I didn't even put that on my list. That'd be an honorable mention.
But yes, but they have a whole bunch of cool things. So just, yeah. I would say just shop Theragun if you're willing to splurge just a little know, bit on yourself. Yeah, I was about to but say, it is expensive.
Or someone else. Or maybe if you're looking for something have your to put down. Tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm always anyways. Bad at making like lists. Like everybody's like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know.
So well, like you can add this to the list, Laura.
I was about to say this is a great thing that you guys can listen to and be like, I'm not buying it for myself, but I need some gift ideas to put down and let people know. So let's move on to the next one. So number two
which Laura also has.
Which I do. Which have. I want. Which is also why we thought it was a great idea. My mom actually gave it to me as a graduation gift.
Genius.
And it is a personalized gate belt. So mine is a Star Wars gate belt with my name on it. And this is something you can usually find on Etsy, any personalization type shops. Usually there's ones you can find. You
that
can
was actually going to be my next question as I was looking it up. I'm like, where would somebody get
so,
a personalized gate belt?
Etsy, I believe, is where my mom found it. And there's all sorts of it's different ones you can do. Literally
the first thing when you search custom gate belts, Etsy the first option is Etsy.
Yeah. And you can find all different ones. Like I told you, mine's the Star Wars themed one. And on the inside, it has my name. It's great. No matter where you work, honestly, I have used it in my outpatient setting. I have used it in my inpatient setting. I have left it on people in inpatient settings. And guess what? Since it is so personalized, it always comes back to me.
No one can be like, no. Oh, that's mine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't fight over the gate belts. Your name
alike. Laura Stevens.
Yeah. And it looks so different. Like you just know. So, and then even patients just like, they know it's yours. Like, they're like, Laura left this in my room. Like, they know. That's awesome. So that is a great one. And that you can kind of find a little inexpensive. The pricing's not too bad.
Looking at it now, it's anywhere from 20 to 40, and I'm sure it'll change depending on how personalized, what do you put on it.
Yeah, how big of a gate belt. How big of a gate belt. Yeah, because mine's a little smaller.
20 to 40 which looks like the average.
Yeah, which comes in handy. So, but that is a great one for yourself. And then also, it's if you're doing a Secret Santa, it's a great one for your Secret Santa for the clinic if you have a PTA.
I know we're going to be talking about customized items, but I was going to talk about customized gonies.
Yes, you could do that too. Kind of. That'll be in the honorable mention.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. There's more customization, guys.
There's more.
This was if you were looking at any, like, this was both one of our number ones on such a good idea for anybody in any setting to have. Number three, this one is a gift card to a massage or a spa day.
So, again, Laura has all three of these, and I'm missing the other two. All I have is the Theragun.
Way to just throw me under the bus on that.
We're just talking about it. Laura's like, what do I have coming up? What do I own? Okay, let's make those gifts.
I have just found the very big benefit of getting a massage. And my husband goes like this. I can either pay someone to do it and I don't have to do it, or I could do it. And he's like, I'll pay someone else to do it.
So again, this kind of falls under like self-care. And we work, I mean, if you're an outpatient, you're working on people all the time. If you're an inpatient, you might have to do a lot of lifting, a lot of assists. So a way for you to be able to relax, take some time off, have someone work decompress on you. A massage is a fantastic way to do that.
And we all know the benefits of massages in general too. And so this is, again, part of our top three that we put together that we both agreed on that were, if we could only pick three, these were the top three we were going with.
But the expensive ones, though, probably Theragun and the massage can get a little pricey.
Yeah.
Gate Belt's a little more inexpensive, but we think they're worth it if you do want to splurge on yourself a little bit.
Well, yeah, and like the massage gun, too. Like, you can find other ones. Cheaper. I would say $50 and up, though. Like, after you start getting into those lower end ones, even, I would almost even say $75 and up. But once you start getting into that lower end price range, it's just like they're going to break sooner. They're not as effective.
Which we still have to do our little experiment.
Yeah.
We're about to spend $500 on different guns.
What? Who says? Okay, Ken's spending $500 on
different guns. Laura's spending $500. Sorry, Jeremy's spending $500.
Babe.
He doesn't know yet.
He doesn't know. Don't tell him, guys.
All right. So you want to alternate your pick, my pick, your pick, my pick? Or you want to just knock yours out?
No, you just knock yours out.
Oh, that wasn't an option, but sure, let's do that. So I'll list I have two. Yeah, two. One was something that was attached to my hip day in and day out to the point where it smudged my scrubs.
He literally has the mark.
I still have the mark.
Yeah.
It won't go away. It's too late. It's stained.
No, you've washed that thing so many times. It's not even like a stain or anything.
It's not a stain. It's just like
rub. It's a wear and tear. Yeah, it's literally wear and tear because Ken was in love with this.
It was my friend. So it is a Theracane. So Theracane, if you don't know what it is, it's a self-pressure point reliever, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a giant candy cane with little spokes coming out on it. But I have this knots near my neck where I would just pin it, just kind of use some leverage. It felt absolutely wonderful, but it stained my scrubs.
It didn't stain. You just beat it to the crap.
There's a mark on it.
Yeah, that's not a stain.
Whether
a stain is where you add something to it.
We're gonna Google this after the podcast.
It's
I don't know why, because I could care less. There's a mark on it, that's all I know. It is what it is.
It's just where you wear and tear.
Okay, just additional wear. But it was like this
perfect little spot, like you could always tell what area.
Everyone's like, oh, do you have a knot there? I'm like, how did you know? I was like, because you have a mark on your shirt.
I could literally come up and just start working on him right back there just because of the fact that you didn't even need to know. It just was pointing me in the face. But it was Ken's best friend. But there's so many different applications for the Theracane, which is awesome.
Hit so many different spots. But if you do like that pressure point type feeling, then if you don't want to use a lacrosse ball, there are other options that we can mention.
This one just has, it's a little bit easier.
I just like the Theracane.
Yeah. I also like it for sciatica. Pressure point for the piriformis, which was great. Also
very good as well.
And that's sometimes a awkward reach, and then even then the ball and everything. So I like the Theracane.
The Theracane's run about $20-ish, $25. Mm-hmm. There are different options depending on how many spokes or how big, how small. If you look at that, my next option would be a foam roller. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a foam roller because I like to do a supine foam roller stretch.
I have one.
Just because I am very tight along my shoulders and anteriorly. So that was a fantastic stretch. And I have my coworker at the time, he would foam roll every single morning because he liked to feel like that stretch, the pressure. He's like, if I didn't do it, then I would feel stiff all day.
Who?
What? You didn't ask for names?
It's
Anthony. Sorry.
That makes sense. I miss him.
Yeah. He was just, So Anthony, he would.
So shout out to Anthony for this one. He's also gift a PTA. Idea.
But he would foam roll every single morning. It kind of led to me getting a foam roller in. I wasn't as ritualistic with it as he was, but when I do get tight, either when I work out or kind of do my own thing, I do like to use the foam roller, and it's also about $20.
Now, question, the foam roller, but what about also like the
rolling pins?
The rolling pins and things like that.
I prefer the foam roller. I also have rolling pins, but mm-hmm. I just leverage, it's just not as comfortable. Yeah. And with the foam roller, you can just lay on it versus the rolling pin, you have to
work your upper body at the same time. So you're
I guess it depends on the pressure too. Because the foam roller laying on it is a lot of pressure versus a rolling pin. You can go a little easier.
Or like if you have, like, for example, for me, I have shoulders issues. I've always had them because of swimming. And
that would also be harder to hit
with a rolling pin. And so when I'm trying to, well, the rolling pin actually is easier if I'm trying to do IT band. Because if I try to do IT band on shoulders. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if I'm, the rolling pin is easier on my shoulders to do an IT band than actually be on the foam roll.
I thought you were working on your shoulders. No. I'm like, how in the world you hit your shoulder with a rolling pin?
No. It's for my lower extremity. It's just, it's tough when you're like on the shoulder and you've got shoulder issues. So.
Correct. That's why the foam roller is definitely
But that's another option. It's
a little harder, but it is an alternative. But there's also, just real quick before Laura starts to talk over me, there are different densities, different sizes, densities, sizes for a foam roller. I use a 3 foot long one, high density.
Ooh, he likes it deep.
But if you like something softer, they have those. And if you want really fancy, they have a vibrating foam roller. So Laura can compose herself because she's not even thinking about physical therapy applications anymore.
Jokes can come up this way.
You're the one that started it.
I didn't mean to.
This is your fault. So go ahead and recorrect yourself. We're back on physical therapy.
We're back.
And get into your suggestions. Right, and then we'll do honorable mentions after.
Sounds good. Okay.
Get it together.
All right, guys. My one, or ones I should say, I came up with kind of, or I didn't really have to think that hard, but one of them was a MedBridge, like subscription. It doesn't even have to be MedBridge, but some sort of like continuing education subscription. That is always a good option if you, they can usually be pricey, but at the same time, it's kind of nice because then you can knock out all your CEUs and it's kind of covered if that's not covered by the place you're already working. So that is an option. Again, just if you are going to put that on your Christmas list, look to make sure that your state is covered. It doesn't have to be MedBridge, but some sort of online continuing education. And plus, I also find them interesting just to look up. So like there's one time I wanted to learn about like Graston techniques, and they had a couple courses on MedBridge that talked about it. It wasn't even covered under my state. So, like, I didn't get to use them as continuing education, but I still got to watch them and learn a little bit from them. So that was one of my options. The other one has to kind of do with anything personalized. So, again, going back to personalization, you know, sweatshirts, T-shirts, some cool ones that says, like, PTA on them, or, you know, physical therapist assistants.
Oh, tell them the one that you got.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, you didn't get it, but tell me the one you just told me about.
Oh, yeah. My husband sent me one, and
there's a whole backstory to this, but just so you know what the pun is.
I don't always roll a joint, but when I do, it's my ankle.
See?
And so we all know how much my foot and ankle gives me issues. My husband's the same way. He has weak-ass ankles.
You can put him on blast like that.
He doesn't listen.
You'll never know. Until he has like somebody like that listens, that comes and he's like, "Oh, are you the guy with the weak ankles?"
Oops.
It's gonna backfire one day. Watch.
But
like those like pun shirts.
But those pun shirts, those ones. We actually talked to Grizz too, and he thought those are great. He loved having those.
He's been to a lot of facilities that wear them on casual Fridays, and I was like, that's genius.
Yeah,
just get a variety of little funny T-shirts.
And I have on casual Fridays. A sweatshirt, and it's a ghost holding a bone, and it says, "I found this humorous." Get it? He was holding a humorous. And so, like, it's those fun little punny jokes that you like, or the ones that's like, "I got your back," and he's literally holding the spine.
Savage. He just ripped it out. The body's on the ground.
Don't worry, Ken. I got your back. So personalized gifts like that. Like, you could also do, like, water bottles, I think, are really good, or to-go mugs.
The gonies.
The gonies. Like things like that. If you work in an area that has a badge that requires you to have like kind of like a hospital where you have to scan your badge and like it's a retractor.
Yeah,
those little retractor ones, lanyards. All those kind of things are just fun to have that just kind of make things a little bit more
personalized.
Personalize your own. And so, again, Etsy's a great place and prices can range. But yeah, if you're looking to get someone a personalized mug or something, let me know though, because I do make them.
Hashtag shameless plug.
Yep. You can check it out at Achilles Creation on Etsy.
I jumped now, the gun a little bit. Now
it's shameless plug. But I do think those are
great. She makes some great stuff.
Oh, I wasn't really talking. I was thinking
those are sorry. I thought we were still on the plug. Yeah, I get you. Don't worry.
But no, I think those are just great gift ideas. Because they can usually cost inexpensively, but they make a lot of impact. And then it's just kind of nice because you have your own stuff and it makes it easy to be like, yeah, that's mine. Should we go to the honorable mention that we both agree? No, we'll save that one for last. We'll save that one for
last. Okay, well, I'll do mine.
Okay, you do yours.
So now I'm like looking at my list. They're all like self-care stuff. Like maybe I should get a massage or something, right?
Most of them.
Stuff, Theragun, foam roller. My honorable mention is Graston Tools.
But you don't really, you won't use that on yourself.
I did use it on myself.
Yes, I said as much. Fine. Though. Your reasoning when you told me was not true. Really for yourself.
So, like I said, there's a two-parter. One, you could use them on yourself because I use them on like my forearms because when they got tired. But two, having your own tools that you can be comfortable with, things that you like. Because when you're working on patients, sometimes the facility that you're at, you're not a big fan of their tools. Maybe your patients aren't a big fan of the tools either. But if you have ones that you're comfortable with, are good for your size hands, or they don't give you as much cramps like the ones that I've used do, you like them, so you're comfortable using them on your patients, so your patient likes them. Like, there's a lot of good benefits to it. But again, I would just say it's an honorable mention because your facility, if you do this technique, might have those instruments already.
Yeah.
So you don't have to spend the money to get more instruments.
Exactly. And if you like them, you like them. Who knows? They could have some really good sets and you might love them and be like, I want those. And that's fine. My honorable mention, I have two of them. One is gift cards to like scrubs. So if you or someone you know works in a hospital and they usually have to buy scrubs, that's always an option to put down on your list. And then the other one is if you are traveling a lot for your job, is like a travel bag. One that's kind of a little more geared toward taking, you know, things. I'm sure most people have a laptop nowadays or an iPad that they have to take with them. And then you have all your supplies for your home health visits, or, you know, if you're going from one location to another and you like to take certain things with you, a travel bag. And again, on the personalization train, you don't have to, but like you can always get that personalized too, which just kind of puts it over the top and I think makes it even more special. So those are like my honorable mentions, just because of the fact that those aren't positions that everybody's into, but things that you could think of. But yeah, I think that wraps up pretty much all of them except for one.
I was going to say, didn't we had a shared honorable mention?
Yes, which Ken's like, what shared honorable mention?
We had a shared honorable mention?
The shared honorable mention is $1 million. I'd like that on my Christmas list.
And yes, very shared indeed.
Yeah. So we thought I'd have a little fun with that one. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. These, again, are just ones that we have gone through and we either personally do have or ones that we would like to get. And
I didn't realize that was the actual shared honorable mention.
Was there another one?
I thought it was something else.
No,
but I was just over here thinking like, wait, that was the shared honorable mention.
I didn't even tell you, remember? I just said, oh, we have a shared honorable mention.
And I think I heard you say it like real quick, but
maybe.
Okay. Anyways.
But yeah, so that's some of our top ideas. And again, we wanted to bring these up because if you have a family like mine, they're always asking, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm always like, I don't know. And then,
likewise.
Yeah. And so this is things you can put down. Plus, if something that you're kind of like, ooh, I want that, We also wanted to kind of mention them before Black Friday, because a lot of things will go on sale on Black Friday too. So it gives you an opportunity to grab them at a discounted price usually. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. As always, we appreciate each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on our socials. We'll leave a links down below to those, as well as the YouTube. And don't forget to like, share, do all the things. And we shall catch you guys in the next one.
All right. Bye.
The information in this video or podcast is not intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content, including text, graphics, images, and information contained in this video or podcast, is for general information purposes only and does not replace your professor's or a consultation from your own doctor or healthcare professional.